saksianlo dan boleh
Thank you. And I'm not trying to hold up the service, but I felt the Lord was just stirring in that song.
Oh, yeah.
If we have no, if you're here tonight and you're saved, you feel like you have nothing else to thank God for, you have got a lot to be thankful for salvation. He did something for you that mom and daddy couldn't do, that your kids couldn't do, that nobody else that loves you could do. God loves you so much, He said, I'm going to send my son to die. I still can't comprehend that somebody loved me that much. Boy, what a love He is for us.
Yes, sir.
What a love He is for us. Sing one more song, and then we're going to let Brother Ken come do one more. These offers are open tonight if you want to use them.
Yes.
Amen. If you want to be
worthy tonight.
Yes. Amen.
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 Lord, thank you. A lot of times we come into services like this and the songs just keep coming.
Amen.
And some people say, well, I was here for the preaching. But I tell you tonight, I'm here for God to move.
Yes,
that's what I want. I want the Lord to move. I'm here to meet with God. I love my pastor,
yes,
as much as anybody.
Yes.
But I love God more than anything.
Yes,
preacher, you come on preach tonight.
Thank you, ladies.
I was sitting there. The Lord knows my heart.
Yes.
Two things He's knows my heart. I preached last night on the most dangerous word in the Bible. Where Pharaoh said, tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very dangerous decision.
Yes, sir.
Sure is, preacher.
Felix told the Apostle Paul, he said, and there's a better time.
Amen.
More convenient. King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me,
yes, sir,
to be a Christian. As God commanded Moses to go to Pharaoh, he said, would you have these frogs to stay? These frogs that surround you that you're living with.
Right.
It's become such a menace to your life. Would you have me to stay those frogs for you? And Pharaoh's response was the most dangerous word in the Bible. Tomorrow. I would hate to know that I could do something tonight.
Right.
Did I regret it tomorrow that I didn't do tonight? Then the second thing, the Bible is very clear where He says, rejoice evermore. I'm glad I've got somebody to rejoice in.
That's right. Thank you,
God.
Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks.
Yeah.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
A lot of people are trying to find the will of God instead of simply doing the will of God.
That's good,
when you are, God has never instructed us to find the will, but it's always to do the will of God. It's God's will that we be saved. He's not willing that any perish, but that all would come into repentance. God gave His Son for me and you tonight. That's an amazing thing.
Amen.
That God would give His Son. God must have really wanted to fellowship with us in order to give us His Son. Doing the will of God is the will of God that would be saved. Are you saved? Do you know that you know that you know that you know? Then it's God's will that we would be separated or sanctified, apart from this old world, loving and serving. Contrary to some of the TV preachers, it's God's will many times that we suffer. Some of the greatest people I know live for God, live a whole life of suffering.
Yes,
Just because you love God don't mean that hard things won't come tonight. But I'm glad we've got somebody to go through hard times with.
Amen.
It's God's will that we be Spirit-filled. You say, well, why do we need to be filled? Because we leak. Be filled with the Spirit. Then it's God's will that we say thanks. Thank you. Have you ever felt unappreciated? Have you ever done something so great for somebody and they never gave you the courtesy to say thanks? They were singing a while ago about thank you, Lord. You got anything to thank Him about?
Yes,
the preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through, but yet, down the recesses of your heart, have you really thought about this time with God's been
before?
We can be raised in a nation like this. That we would be in a church family like this. Food on your table. Did you have anything on your table? We got ready to go to church tonight. We're so blessed we got to pick out what we wanted to wear.
Right?
Many of us choose what we did when we grow up.
Yeah.
I've got a grandboy named Parker. Wish you'd pray for Parker. Parker's 9 years old and God did it in his heart.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He led him to church and he cries. Ask him about heaven, ask him about hell. He said, Parker, son, Jesus loves you. And he died for you. When you feel God knocking on your heart, move to Him by faith and accept Him to be your Savior.
Yes, sir.
They were singing this song to be thankful. We are so glad.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I spend a lot of time with my grandkids when I can. May I tell you this, but I want to say this again tonight for the ladies to play. Very sober this year, you see. I feel like the Lord wants us to be thankful.
Yeah.
Preachers. Exalted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respond to it.
Sure.
You ever been around somebody that you was good to and they wouldn't respond back to you? Go up north preaching and you'll appreciate Southern hospitality. But Brian walked into a culture that north. I thought it was customary that everybody said, hey, I can do it. Just to choose out your grandfather. Have you ever been cordial with somebody and you didn't respond? How it made you feel? You ever thought about how God goes by his soul and you never respond? All that he does is for us and we never say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Parker, he went with him in the bathroom one day at the hardware store. The sun was out of chemicals for the food, the incorporated. I called.
pool for 2 years. I knew the maintenance, the labor, the expense, but my wife won. She had to go ahead and down. Run out of the pool, and I come into prison. Tell Parker, I said, Mark, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. John, I pulled in, Park came in with me. We walked in the floor, you know, that little hardware store. They put in new high shelving for merchandise. And he looked up and there was a boat on the top. We walked by and he said, Pop, would you give me that boat? I said, no. We didn't come here to get a boat, we came here to get chlorine, so you young to swim. Went on back, got chlorine, bought out. So then he looked and he said, Pop, says, my daddy won't give me that boat. He said, would you give me that boat? Told me, I said, sir, get the boat back on the field. Got it, went home, and lit the stopper to shoot the refrigerator, washing machine. Got on the track, went down the field, and I pushed off me, sat on the fender. Real particular, I had my hand on him riding. And all of a sudden, he got down off the fender, trying to tell me something. I stopped the tractor, turned my bush hog off, put it out of gear, and I was down, and he grabbed me by my jaws. Got right in my face, and this is what he said. Well, thank you for getting me that boat today. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart. Said, Ken, you'd be thankful to me if I got the boy out of the hand. Oh, I'm so
wrong.
Yeah. You know how much better that made me feel? That he said, thanks.
Yeah.
Did you know that was one of the lifelong impressions I'll never forget? That little kid's tender heart said, thank you for giving me that love. But now if we sit in a church service and we get older, we get accustomed to good things. We get accustomed to good preaching. Good singing, good family. Sometimes we need to quit what we're doing and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You didn't leave me alone. And thank you that you still are leaving me alone.
Amen.
He said, Brother, how do you know you say it's eternal? Because God has been good to me. He keeps moving around.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
He keeps talking to me. It seems that it's been a year of this service, and this one reminded him.
Yes, sir.
I want these ladies to play. Oh, it's some of these families to get together tonight.
That's right.
Get around these altars. You know, where I pastor, I've been there 25 years. We, too, have a pretty large altar. But Brian and John, I've noticed people that used to come to the altar and thank God and trust God, many's quit coming. a God that saved you.
Yeah.
It's a God that's clothed in the
That's right.
Yeah.
You say, oh, preacher, no, it's not God. No. If God takes the breath of life out of you, where Jesus said, without me, talking about Him, you can do nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. You can do it without Him.
Amen.
Sinner, listen to this old preacher tonight. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Yes, He does.
Older saints of God in the church, it seems that maybe you got older, you're non-sexual, you say, well, I'm just not much good anymore. Okay, you're very precious in the house of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anchors.
Yeah.
Encouragers. Young families. There's a man spoke up in prayer room tonight. How the devil is talking all day. It is a fight.
That's right.
It's a fight for the world, flesh, and the devil. Always has been and always will be.
Right.
Not bound on the captain tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So these ladies will play and sing. I just want to open up these offers tonight. I just wonder. You got your time to thank God for it. While they say, would you say, ladies, put it in these times? Would you be thankful for what the Lord's done for you? What He's doing with you? What you need, what you just trust the Lord. Sometimes He too likes to hear thank you. So I say thank you. All my heart, thank you. Things I don't understand, but yet I thank you because I know you know. And I know you have the best for me in mind. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you. Thank you goes a long way. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I surrender to you. And I thank you. Thank you for others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you.
for a place to lay down tonight. Thank you for the church. Thank you for my friends, my family. Thank you how good you've been to me. I thank you for who you are, what you are, where you are. I thank you where you brought me from. And I thank you where you're bringing me to. I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.